Blog Talk Radio.
They ain't acting up already.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. What I have to say, hear me out, don't tell me. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What happened
with the image of an African American man as savior of the world before them?
It's all matching up.
What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under the figure of a person? If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are. Message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize. This important message lends words open to bear minds. What will this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Is this a message of the concern? Humilation, eternal regime. This me, Lord, Rockman, and Rocky. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God, proper name and blood. We don't want it under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. Muhammad Simpson. But the most is that image and how it has caused us to have a decline in human beings. So we're here tonight talking about that, remove all racial image from worship. We're having a few problems with phone and phone keep. Salaam alaikum. This foam is acting up with you, and we are working with it and trying to get it back. So we're back on the air. We thank Allah for allowing to come back. Hope this foam continue to act right. Not on my regular phone. I just had that change over. So I have another phone. And inshallah, we hope that things keep going smoothly. To greet everyone in the greatest of all the greetings in the world. All that fatiha means to open. First we would say it in the Arabic language, and then we would say it in the English translation. Okay. Malik Yomiti. Iyaka Na'budu Iyaka Nasta'in. Adin Israel to Muslim. Yodri Magdu Vialay Him Walidoli. We seek protection from with Allah from our rejected enemy, Satan, the outcast, with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great. Not a dog who was so stressed. I mean, greet our audience again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no other greeting that I know can match this greeting. I don't know why. Be upon you. You know when they're used, but pray to Allah that as this thing continue to work. I see everybody on left the line, but we're gonna keep working with this phone and keep working. Pray to be to Allah. We're not gonna give up. We're gonna keep on working on this land. Let's do y'all come in and see what he got to say. I didn't get through saying what I had to say, but that's okay. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes, sir. Well, my phone's out. You can go on it.
Yeah, I've been hearing you. I mean, I heard the whole talk.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep going on. Okay, you go.
You was clear on this end.
Okay.
Okay,
you got it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll cut off. Maybe stay up.
Okay. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I bear witness and testify that there is only one God, one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Satan is trying to raise his head up, but his head is too heavy. You can't raise it all the way up, you know. But praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We know he's not gonna stop. He's not gonna stop. He's gonna keep trying. He's gonna keep trying until he get the fire. And when he get the fire, Allah said that this was what you was denying. He said that Allah gonna bring him face to face to a beast. And the angels was going to say, this is what you was denying. I can see him screaming right now. So it's going to become real, you know, it's going to become real. It's just that has to just keep being patient. Allah said he loves those who are patient. He loves those who are patient. You know, I was listening to the imam today, and he was speaking, and it comes on the YouTube.
Let me see, I'm gonna get it.
Grab your pen. I know everybody said he got it, but they don't have it. Let me see. Hold on, folks. Okay. Let me turn it on. This right here.
Were you looking for the name of it?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the name. I'm gonna get the name of it.
Write it down.
Yeah. And the imam teach, and he coming at it another way. But he teaches on this. This is what it is. Akbar, do you have a pen?
Akbar, you got a pen? What do you want a pen for?
Sister Daya, if you have one, that'd be good too. Write down this here subject. Week, W-E-E-K.
W-E-E-K.
Week.
You said what? W?
E as in eat. He was talking about week of OF upliftment, UPLIF. T-M-E-N-T. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Akbar, could you hear me? Akbar.
Assalamualaikum.
What language, my salam? Is Akbar there?
Heard nothing.
I hear nothing.
Okay, you can't hear nothing?
Can't hear, Now we're here now.
I heard you real clear too. The week of upliftment.
That whole thing, Brother Suja.
Okay, but not. You go on the YouTube, Agba, and the name of it is Heaven. Heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, the leadership in religion.
With leadership?
Leadership in religion.
The leadership in religion.
Their leadership in religion.
Okay.
Yeah, they haven't played this on it. I don't know. They ain't going to play this.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, that's the name of it. WGM Central, Heaven, the Leadership in Religion.
Heaven, the Leadership in Religion.
Yeah. And also on there, you're gonna see week of upliftment. Week of upliftment. Alhamdulillah. So praise be to Allah. I'm going to give that to all my children. Tariq and Mahathan and Suleiman, all of them, you know, they love those different presentations that you may make. You know, they pick up them, you know. So I'm gonna try to get it. I'm gonna get it to them. I'm getting to another brother down here in Georgia. I mean, down here in Louisiana, a brother named Menza. You know, he listened to the email real strong. So alhamdulillah, the email come at this here a little bit different, but he. I mean, if you listen to that, ain't no way in the world that they can hold on to that lie and don't have a guilty conscience because of, I mean the way he presented it, you know, if they hold on to that lie, they got to feel guilty, especially if you get that light that these men gave. You know, so basically that's what we're trying to do too. You know, we're trying to give the people the light where they can see things, alhamdulillah. If they can see it clearly, then in some cases, you know, you got people that can justify things. But if things is made real, real clear, it's just like Allah said, he gonna give the angels, that reality, and the people that keep on denying it, say the angels are going to bring it to them, and it's going to look like a beast. They're going to be coming face to face, you know, to a beast. It's going to look like a beast to them, you know. Allah said in the command that the angels were going to tell the denial faith. This is what you constantly deny. You deny this here, but here it is. The judgment is near. You know, you can't play with the truth too long, and Allah is magnifying that light, and the judgment is near because a whole lot of people are seeing. A whole lot of people are waking up. You know, that's what I see. I see a whole lot of people waking up. and they come into you with the truth. And Satan is not going to be able to survive with that lie that they have. He's not going to be able to survive. You know, and people is leaving the church. They're leaving the church. Like somebody was saying that they leaving that idea of Christmas. They just stop dealing with that. They just say, we ain't gonna buy no more Christmas. We ain't gonna buy all them lights and things like that. And that idea of Halloween, they ain't eating it up no more. Too many people is getting hurt. Too many of their children is getting hurt. You know, during that month. Poison candy, or getting shot, or something happened to those children. You know, where the people just say, I'm not gonna practice that no more. You know, I'm not going to expose my children like that no more. You know. So it's wake up time. It's judgment time. It's judgment time. You know, and this pastor, what's his name? This fat one. Got Gavin in the seat. Yeah, TDJ. But you don't know how to lie now. You know, somebody don't got the truth to him. He don't know how to act. You can tell when they get the truth. You know, it's a certain way, it's a certain disposition that they have. You know, they always angry. They always got something to be upset with. It's easy for them to blow up. It's real easy. You can say almost anything to them. It'll fire them up. You know, make them go into argument and things like that. That's the truth. That's what the truth is doing. They think this image is something. Where did this truth get pulled on? This truth is powerful. Allahu Akbar. So it's judgment day, it's wake up time. We just came out of Ramadan. Allah done fired us up. You know, we all fired up. And we ain't gonna lighten up. Not but just in the truth.
No.
You know, we gonna pour it all. It go, Allah gonna bless us to see some things. Boy, we gonna make it more convincing. You know, we gonna press it. We gonna press this in a little bit harder. You know, so the liars in religion and all the disbelievers and those that reject faith. They got to get ready for it. It's our time now. It's our time. I see it so clear. And Allah is going to bless all of us. I truly believe Allah is going to bless us be successful materially wise also. He's going to make us successful in that area. You know. And they're not going to be able to stop it. They're not going to be able to stop it. We are Allah going to bless us with everything that we need in order to get this message out here. Everything that we need. I truly believe that we're not going to keep being divided among ourselves. I truly believe that we're going to come together take this message to the public, the people out in the public, and the people that can't see in the masjid, they're going to be able to see it, because I don't know what they're holding on to. I mean, if you hear that presentation the week of upliftment, you hear that presentation, if they hear that presentation, if you play that on a Lifeline one time, maybe two or three, I can't see what reason a person can hold on to or don't want to support anybody. They don't have to do it themselves, but they can support. They can support those believers that are there with this here message. You know, they can support them. That's the way we do it. You know, if we doing something else, we got something else going, and we know that it's a message out there that's affecting the Christians and affecting the other public, and we are doing it, then we know we should get behind anybody that's pushing that message and support it. We know this here. Like the Quran said, like we know our own children. We know the truth. And when we hear it, we know that's what's gonna change this world. That's what you talking about, can I see it? Oh. They're gonna see it. And it's gonna be so real, you know, it's gonna be so real that they ain't even gonna try to dispute it. They ain't gonna try to give an excuse, you know, that we should lighten up, you know, that we should let those people have what they got. No, we're going to see it so clear. We know it's a necessity to teach the truth. We know that's a necessity. You know, to bring them a message of concern. And the reason we got this, Imam got this message of concern is because of the lie that was told. That's what the concern is at. It's a lie that is told by a group of peoples that say that they believe in God, that they are religious people. It's a lie that's been told where they are taking one nationality and establishing that nationality as superior. You know, They're better than the other people in this 13 colony, in this United States, in this United States of America. The Caucasian, the so-called white man is better. I want to be a white man. I want to be like the white man. I think that straight hair is the best hair. I think that the color hair is pretty. It's beautiful. You know, this image out here is goddamn so confused until they don't know which way to go. They don't know what's true and what is a lie. This image. So we have to remove this image. We have to let them know this image that they have, this image that they are pushing, is a lie. The image itself is a lie. And if they push this image, and people that listen to it and believe it, and is affected by they gonna influence other people. They gonna influence their family, their children. You know, they gonna take the pictures and put this image in their home, in their car, around their neck. This is how effective this image is. You watch television, everything that you see, they call it white. Everything that has some value to it, they call it white. Everything that can make you successful, that can change your life, they call it white. So we got to bring this truth out here and show them that idea that they have, that they think is superior, the color white, is not nothing but a psychology. It's nothing but psychology. And if you go for it, you can't be influenced by it. Same thing about black. Nothing but a psychology. The only difference is that the so-called white person is kind of make the so-called black person inferior. Kind of make the so-called black person color is ugly. It's not beautiful. It represents death. And all Satan, represents Satan, all those ugly things. That's what the white is doing to the black. But you're getting people that see this fight going on. So-called black people, they get behind the black. And they say the black is beautiful. They say sweeter than juice. Black is the berry, sweeter than juice. They say everything come out of black. So you can put black together. You can come together with black, a black person and a brown person and a yellow person and a white person, so-called white person, and you're gonna come out with a beautiful color. They say all the different nationality came from black, even if white. And then the black show another thing to the white to make him feel that black is superior. The black say if you get white, two white people together, the only thing gonna come out is white. Nothing but white. You know, it's not going to have the same effect that the black has if you put two blacks together. It don't necessarily have to be just black. It'll be all different colors. Two black people, they can bring out all the colors. Even making the color black, even making that color, you can put certain colors together and it'll come that color, black. So that's what Master Farah Muhammad, that was the Imam was showing up what Master Farah Muhammad did. He seen that they was trying to take over and establish black as superior, and that white as superior, as if the white man was God. The Imam says Master Prophet Muhammad got the lowest of the low. That was us. And named us black and said that we was God. I said he was masterful. Now he got to get Honorable Elijah Muhammad and everybody to teach on that, to put that out there, pass that on. After before you know it, you have the brother saying, "I'm the black man is God. I'm God." So it was a war against the colors that wasn't real.
No,
neither one of them. Neither one of them is real.
Mm-hmm.
But you got black people out there talking about I'm black. I'm black and I'm proud. Black is beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
You know, white man said the white man is God. You know. So that's what we got. That's what we got. Wall idea, but the wall is getting ready to be lost, and it's gonna go into a judgment. So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah. We pray that Allah wake us up and Allah, we know the truth is being established. And we're going to bear witness to it. We came in peace. Allah
Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. I'm dead and out. Yeah. We got so many ways we go at this problem. We're going to keep working on it. Okay, I see we got another 1 hour a co-worker on the show tonight, brother. A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And we're going to bring him on and let him continue to share on what he discovered or what he knows as a believer in this religion, though, how to get rid of it. Talk about this evil that the world bought into. I saw him like brother Muhammad from Columbus.
Well, alaykum as-salam. May Allah's peace and blessings be on all of you. Good to hear from you. And udu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah for blessing us to be a part of this freedom, justice, and equality. True creative life that Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all the world, has given us. We thank Allah for blessing us to reach this destiny and open the door for all of humanity who wishes to be free from these lies and these false images and false realities. And we also know that this starts with us showing the world the freedom that you get when you turn to your creator. When you turn to his example, his guidance, in this final revelation, we got to always remember this is the final go around. And we must become serious every day that Almighty God Allah reminds us that this is the final round. And he has given us a way out as he has promised the human family of those who use their free will to put it in his will and go on to the next destiny that he has for us. Like the brother was saying, that heaven is definitely the true leader. Because all human beings have something that they, by Allah's permission, has given them an inspiration to strive for that gives them heaven, paradise, euphoria, whatever they might call it in their form of worship or their form of what motivates them. So, yes, it is the future of what God promises the human family, the human being that's in, that's in its nature, makes it strive to be free to pursue that wonderful reality that's waiting on them. So we have to ask a lot of helpers. Remember that the best thing that we can do for anybody is get our own selves together. As we work on making sure that they have a model example that we have in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final completion of the human development that puts him or her free to be what they were created to be by Almighty God, Allah. So those of you outside the queue, we know what you're looking for. But we also have to see what you are looking for. And you are looking for the truth. You are looking for clear guidance. You're looking to how to overcome these fears that you have let Shaitan and your agreement with him has put you in a shameful situation. To believe like you believe and to live like you live in constant turmoil because you can't live in peace with yourself, with your intelligence, with your ways. And we thank Allah that we were blessed with the opportunity by being slaves here in this situation in the United States of America to show you that there's no excuse for you to be believing in falsehood. For you to believe that another human being has the power to make the Creator come down and engage with us as if though we have that type of power, that we are the Creator. We know you know this, just like the brother was saying, Brother Sujab was saying. We know you know that, but we have to understand is that we know that you have it and not just say it in deeds and action. Because what the world is waiting on is to see those who have been blessed to be called believing people who have taken control of their will and are making every effort to put their will in the will of God. And they've called us Muslims. We have to show the world, especially at this great, great, wonderful time that we're going through right now. I'm telling you, everybody is waiting to see this new year that the Muslim is going to live on this earth. When they see us clean up our own home that they have polluted, clean up our own way of life that they have contaminated, clean up our own way of being sincere and believing in God the way they have contaminated us, to think that it still lies in the revelation that came before the Quran, knowing that it's not final, knowing that it's been contaminated by Almighty God Allah's permission. So that on this great time that we're living in the final revelation, we have to establish the true image of our creation. That's the only way we're going to get rid of all the false images that God has, that God Almighty Allah has blessed Satan to have and use to make us deviate from this true image of the way we was created, to be servants of Almighty God, Allah, and to have a responsibility on this earth as the caretaker of it and the protector from any illegal scheme of the Shaitan who has been given permission by Almighty God, Allah, to make a fool of you. And he has proven in small groups, not as big as everybody thinks, there's always been more believers on this earth than disbelievers. It's just that they are so attracted, distracted to these false images of worship, false image of what a human being really is, false worship of what a man is, false worship of what a woman is. I mean, it's all messed up. This, what they used to call it back a few days, a psychedelic image of the mind. The mind has no purity. It's nothing but fornicating and adultery and a mass media of enlightenment going all kind of ways. So in this year of coming out of this mercy extended to all humanity through us, the believing Muslim, we have to clean up the false image that is controlling the people who are trying to pretend and also establish a false image of what a Muslim is, what a believing Muslim is, how Muslims are to live. But until we can see a new application, again, like the brother just got through saying, they keep on giving credit to the white mind, white man, white. They even have went as far and made themselves kings after a way of life that was strictly a dupe of this couple thousand years of false superiority because of your skin color. They went to England, they went to France and studied world knowledge by Allah's permission to see if they will come back and apply it to benefit the earth, to benefit their community. Because after all, this belongs to us. And they come back and establish the false white image of a kingdom, of their laws, their value system, right in the middle, in front of the Quran, in front of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the believers also still being distracted, has not came to the aid of their brothers and sisters in faith enough to dispel this false image of God, false image of God's relationship with his creation. Because again, we want to stress, remember, ever since the fall of the last righteous caliph, the hypocrites, the criminals of worship have been dictated to, have joined forces with, first of all, with the enemy of man, Satan, and one of his most useful human imps, the Jew. We can't be afraid no more to understand why Palestine, why other people on this earth have always hated. Not the people of Moses or Musa, but the Jew. The one who has been taught that his fornicating and his adulterated relationship with the Romans empire, the arena, and has conspired with the Roman Empire to generate and establish a new way of religious life called Catholicism and Christianity. And have created new people, just like I said, we will make a man. So they made the blue-eyed, blonde-haired devil straight out of the Roman Empire. And as we know, as time went by and progressed to push the racial part of it, they started letting brown hair and brown eyed Jesus Christ and Christians. Now they got the whole world hung up on two things. The lie that God had a son based upon the white skin of the human family, who is now has shared its blood and its soul with everybody who wants to buy into their scheme of white supremacy. It is even part of their way of propagating these lies. They will come into a community, bamboozle the men, and take them off their guard of protecting the truth that God has given them, and then they rape or they integrate and intercourse with the women in that community so that they can claim that they have a relationship. But they got to be in charge because they white. I'm pure white. Yeah, I know you the son of Thomas Jefferson. I know you the son of this, you the son of that, but by me being white, I'm still supposed to be your master, even though you're my son. This scheme that is out here, and it's in the racial scheme of worship. I mean, everybody like to call it religion, but it's worship. And they have been subduing and fornicating and adulterating people ever since they overthrew the purity of the office of caliph established by Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to test us to see if we will protect this gift from Almighty God Allah back to the human family. And they have been doing it for the last 11,000-12,000 years. Of giving the false image of what a Muslim is. False image of what is true out of Islam. False image of the interpretation of the Arabia. Because they don't be talking about the Quranic Arabia. They be talking about different dialects of Arabia that those criminals who are Arab themselves in cahoot with the scheme of Christianity that had been on them before the Quran came, and they did not want to give it up. Does that kind of remind you of something? Christianity had been influenced in the Arab continent and Arab people for so long that they ignored even the fact that they knew who the true God was, Allah, because they loved the false freedom that they was getting from having religious fornication with the concept of Jesus Christ, God's son. And they have brought it into, not al-Islam, because they can't do that, but they have brought it into the people through education and deviation of that education of the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. And look what it has produced in the last 11,000 or 12,000 years that they have had it. There has not been the establishment of the Islamic community that Allah has favored the Muslim with to establish and everyone to benefit from it who believe in him in the last days. We got to wake up. We just come out of a state of purification by the Creator himself to show us that you don't need water. You don't need nothing but me. The correct, this lostness that you in, that he tells us in Al-Asra. Verily, the human mind is lost, except for those who remember. And they still have evidence of what Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by authoritative authorities and by those who know almost every word, every sukuma, every dumma in the Quran. They know it by heart. Been trained over it. We got those people. But they are being held hostage also by these people who have also propagating the false image of what a Muslim is. And they have trained their children not to go against it on racial benefit. The light Muslim won't do this for the dark-skinned Muslim. The dark-skinned Muslim is always seen like at the bottom of the light-skinned Muslim. Just think about the racism. That's in the people of the Quran and the people of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we don't even know it. But those Christians, those scholarly Christians, they know it. They know we are way, way far away from what Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every time we try to get on our feet, they knock us off with this world, with another human being who is under the influence and see benefit in knocking y'all, even putting us in slavery. And their intention was to bring a Muslim over here and destroy every concept of the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. And that's why they don't want it in this country here. They hate it. We see the hatred that they have in Islam, even though they have to tone it down, because the more they try to hate it and go against it, Allah will rebel and punish it and set more Muslims free in this country. So now they catching on it. They just letting us run our mouth because they know that we don't know the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way it was demonstrated by the people before the overthrow of the office of Khalifa. We have it though, because Allah has always raised from amongst the people on this earth to bring us back to what we call the revival, the renewal of what Prophet Muhammad really lived, what Allah said in the Quran, and then sometimes Allah frees this knowledge out in the world. Yes, yeah. So we pray a lot that images that we are fighting with, in closing, that we have to remember. Allah said we had to save our own self first with the truth. Because the rest of them is waiting on us. They wait on us to establish halal. They wait on us to not deviate when the new year come in for the Muslim to start rebuilding and bringing heaven here on earth, using their language. May Allah's peace and blessings be on us always. Ameen. Back to you, Suja. I'm sorry.
Allah Akbar. Beautiful.
Alhamdulillah.
We're on the bed with us, and we testify there's no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, Peter of the Prophet. We thank Allah for this Black Talk radio station coming out of California under the Amin Muhammad, who's sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. We're here tonight to talk about, we talked about that image and talk about how it affects the world and what's going to have to happen before it gets corrected. And we talked about the lies that they keep going out there. And now it's coming to an end, because every wrong thing of this day is coming to an end. So my wife and I went and seen about the phone, and we went in the neighborhood off of North Decatur Road, and they got a community of houses, and they stole our ideas. Everybody in that business, they got man bukus of business, and guess who's keeping them business alive? Us running in and out those business. Out of Santa Shop, out of the grocery stores there. The sandwich shop there. The place where you buy all the different things for your dog. They got a place that you can go there and buy clothes and all kind of vitamins and stuff for your dogs and cats and whatever you got. And, oh, they got, and then they got the, where you get your phones at, get your service, phone service card. They got all that stuff. All those restaurants. And the people that's running into those and out of those restaurants, it's people.
It's
back
us.
On.
Yeah.
And those folks look like they think they done made it. They look light skinned, they got blonde hair, and they got plaits all over their heads, and when you can't tell women from men today. So everything that has been predicted, it's happening. It's plain as the nose on your face that you can see that if you are alive.
Yes, sir.
If you believe that Allah have put in scripture warning before the things happen. If you believe that, I believe that because I'm getting to see that. And these people, and you're right, the people that wait on you has a different attitude when they wait on the other people who got light skin.
That's right.
They wait on them like they
should.
The people that got the light skin, that they wait on them like they got to wait on them, and they got Roger. They wait on you like you need them, and you can't do no better. Yeah, and you know they talk to you that in that manner. But so our problem in business is us. You know, the young brother went out yesterday by himself with the bullhorn, and he was out there telling the people that God, there ain't no white people in the. I didn't tell him that. You know, I heard his ma'am say that. Ain't no white people. And he said the Caucasian people start blowing their horns at him and thanking him for being out there. And then the young brother was selling water approached him and they was young, but they got active for Quran. So one of them said, "I love the reason." So we have the choice and we have the chance to change this ugly world and back into a world that is fit all of us. Right now, it has fit the Caucasian people because they have abused even the Constitution that they said they live by. They do it all the time. And these people with cameras and going around filming these businesses and filming the police department, they show you how these people do not know the law. They don't know what the First Amendment means. They don't know. But
yes, sir.
And because they don't know, these are people that have been charged to stop us and search us and put us in jail. The same one don't know the law. So how can we continue to without educating them like this? Some people got to be re-educated.
Yes,
and we
sir.
Can't continue.
You know, Agba, we're destroying that white lie. We're destroying it, and then we're gonna turn around and we're gonna destroy that black lie. We're gonna destroy both of them. But white lies claim that they are more powerful, you know, and they think that they are superior and they are the master. But we're going to destroy that white lie, and then we're going to destroy that black lie. And just like Brother Muhammad said, we're going to bring them the real deal. We're going to, and you were saying, you know, we are human beings, you know, and we are Muslims. You know, and everything is a Muslim. Anything that submits his will to God is Muslim. You know,
it's
so
Muslim.
We gonna show them that. But we doing we are acting like a surgeon. We gonna kill that black lie. That cancer is deadly. That white lie. You know,
first
but that,
word,
that black lie, that black lie would kill you also. That's what I mean.
That's why we had to take the middle ground. We have to do the midway. We can't go to the higher, we got to have balance. We said that there's no God but Allah, and that's Prophet Muhammad, and Jesus Christ itself, now that Prophet Muhammad come. It ain't nothing that he was new. They only read their book. He announced this man coming. And then he said he would lead us in all truth. And Prophet Muhammad just did that. We are human beings. But the
gift
is the highest quality of what human being is. He has to submit his will to do the will of God. Because anything, if he's not submitting his will to do the will of God, he's amending his will to do the will of the devil.
That's right.
And God said that was good.
That's the reality.
If you do wrong, your body going to follow your wrong thinking. You think wrong, your body going to follow your wrong thinking.
Right.
And they've been given the wrong idea about themselves. I heard Donald Trump say the day that the weather, that man is controlling the weather. Huh? You know how many fools believe that? How many fools he need to believe that? Huh? So people love this man because he promised them a world full of Caucasian people and African American people gonna put in their place. They were given to us by God. That's what they said. That's what the preacher's saying. That God, we got a curse on us. And because we got a curse on you, us Caucasian people have a right to misuse us, to kill us, to abuse us. They got the right to do that. That's what they're saying. And all that nothing but a lie, no more than the lie about turning your other cheek. Who turned the other cheek other than a Negro, a dead African-American man or woman? You ain't going to find no Caucasian turning no other cheek. So that's strictly for the ignorant people of this world. You might find some dumb Mexican, I believe, and turn the other cheek there. But once they get that first lick upside the head, I bet that don't last too long. And you proved that. The guy wanted to fight back. You know, straighten up and hold the other chin here. Huh? Because you had to remind him what he had said. Well, he ready. You say he ready to fight back. You know, okay, now turn the other cheek now. We ready. You know what you say. You had to remind him that he said he was going to turn the other cheek. Huh? Yeah. And what happened? It backfired on them gangbangers say, hell no, ain't nowhere in the world. I'm going to be a Christian. Nobody going to slap me like that. That ain't gonna work. I don't believe it. Yeah. So common sense
I don't do a lot.
That way it works. So we bring in the balance. We are human beings. We folks have love for each other, love for ourselves. You are not better than me because your skin is brighter. And we can come about by environment. Our darkness of the skin, brown of the skin, come by the environment. But what psychological damage have done have put us against each other and don't look like we can ever come together. The only thing, only way we ever going to come together, it's going to take Ellis Long to break down them lies in Christianity, and Christianity is going to have to get rid of those lies in order to be a legit religion. Because as long as the religion holding up a man as God, that ain't nothing but a pagan religion. It's not a religion that God has sent to man. It don't benefit. It caused too much confusion. It is the work of the devil.
Right.
Okay,
you know, the imam said, In that information that I passed on, the imam said that the believer it is going to bring down heaven here on earth, and he said that the disbeliever is going to go up and get heaven. you know, but he may have said that heaven's gonna be brought back down here on earth. You know.
I love
so, 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 I mean he may have brought that so clear. You know.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we do. We're gonna establish heaven here on earth.
That's
know?
Right.
That
would be UII going to do. BUII going to do that.
Allahu Akbar. We working on it, brother. And I thank Allah for you brothers and sisters. You all for sticking as long as you all have stuck and ain't giving up. You know, that's Allah. That's a lie. A lie is ain't man one of us is holding us together. That's a lie holding us together. And it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, brothers and sisters. Allah said that the Imam said that the believer is gonna bring heaven down here on earth. The believer ain't trying to wait till he die to get heaven. Man, you got to end up to that tape. He said, the believer ain't going to wait till he die and try to get no heaven. He said, he's going to bring heaven down here on earth. You know. So, alhamdulillah, brother, we working on the right thing. When I hear something like that, that makes you happy inside.
Mm-hmm.
To know, you know, all we want is a sign. You know, and sometimes the devil can mess things up so bad and have you get to thinking and say, hey, maybe I'm making a mistake. You know what I mean? But Allah always bring you some truth to keep you faith, keep you holding
right.
on.
That's why Allah gave us Ramadan. Every year,
yes,
regardless what kind of hold Satan have on us, Allah said,
yeah.
I'll come and address you and free you again to see if you're going to do what
right.
I ask you to do. Establish
right.
Islam here on earth, you know.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. And this is right under our nose. You know, the Imam be bringing us stuff that we just look over it. But when you hear it, you know, he's all praises due to Allah.
But we had to have the type of taqwa to remember that Imam Muhammad said it was the Quran and Prophet Muhammad who made him the Imam Warfdeen Muhammad.
Absolutely. Imam said if I don't bring you Prophet Muhammad and the Quran, you know, then you don't follow me.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
You don't follow him if you don't bring that to the belief. That's his job. His job is to establish.
And look what the hypocrite said. The Pope called him. The Crystal City Reverend called him. You know, all of them called him when he made that statement. He said, I'm bringing you the Quran. I'm bringing you the last revelation and the example of it. Then they wanted to talk to him then. They wanted to talk
yes,
to him
sir.
Then. You know,
yes,
that's the white supremacy. That's a lie. Here, I said the Catholic Church, the number one dog of the imps of the Shaitan who started this false worship, he said, let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. See if he'll set me free.
Yeah. Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Sister Halima had me cooking. At the family
yes,
reunion, ma'am, family reunion. This is in Deep Step, Georgia, and I was out there with the big old grill, and I was cooking, and the imam drove up, and he was just pointing at the grill, you know, he was pointing at it, and after he went in the house, he stayed there for a while. Then a brother named Brother Clams. Everybody know Brother Clams.
Already makes a lot?
No, get ready to. It's at 8:31.
Brother Clams came and told me that the Imam wanted to say something to me. Come on, speak to me.
And Nina was on.
So I went there.
Yeah.
I went into the house, and Clarence took me over there where the imam was at, and I got close to the imam. You know what the imam told me? He said, shoot y'all, we did it. I didn't know what the hell you talking about. And, you know, I just went along. I said, yes, sir, we did it. and when I got close to him, I said, yes, sir, we did. He said, we saw the Pope. We seen the Pope. That's what the man told me. So I just figured it out, you know. It's exactly what you just said, Brother Muhammad. You know. And remember, Jesus said, know you the truth, and the truth would do what?
Set you free.
You know, and that's what the imam brought. He brought the truth. And he ain't going to get up out here, and he never did lighten up. He never did bag him off the truth.
Never.
You know, and praise be to Allah, we doing the same thing. We laugh and talk, but we going to stick to what we're doing. You know, we gonna
stick people
to
love us.
Ain't nobody going to say they're going to commit.
That's right. And the people love us for that. Believe me, they love us. They don't hate us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, look here, man. I'm here at the event there this past week. Man, brothers come in there hugging me. I don't know who they were hugging me about. You know, and they was glad to see me. And I even saw Jahar. He went up there shaking my hand. That's his Zella husband. I said, Alhamdulillah. Me and Tyree, we were standing out there. We were standing. It was about two or 300 people out there on the west end. You know, and that little short brother. I know that little short brother did the presentation. He was good. He was strong. He came strong, you know, and everybody loved it, and people was together, you know. And I remember when I was there in Atlanta, when we used to go down to the airport, where we used to have the events at, where they used to rotate it. And this is what I was telling them here in Baton Rouge, you know, is that it was set up. We were setting it up in Chicago and other places that all these different communities came together, and each time, each year, a different imam from a different community make the presentation. Ain't that the way it was, Baba Egba? Brother Akbar, Brother Muhammad, do you hear me? It went down. Assalamualaikum. Somebody has to check it. Sometimes you think you're talking, and it's dead. Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah, I got it on mute. Yes, sir. Oh. I had it on mute.
Oh, you had it on mute. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Huh?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, no, I was just explaining Well, we, you know, we trying to get things together here in Baton Rouge, and
right.
and how we was doing it in Atlanta and in Chicago, where when we have the Big Eve, you have different
right.
masjids, different communities come together,
right.
and
well,
each,
that's right.
each year we let the leader of one of the community make the presentation.
That's right.
They rotated.
Yeah.
And one year, our community make the presentation. Next year, somebody else's community make the presentation. You know, praise be to Allah. And that's the way the imam wanted it. He the one
yes.
got that influence like that. You know.
Yes, sir.
And they was doing a good job. They did a good job, you know. But you don't just let no just one community imam just take charge over the whole thing. No.
No, no.
You rotate it.
Yeah, imam was the first time these imam spoke this year? Imam get the cook box this year then at the end.
South brother did it. I believe he was from the West End. I don't know where you're from, the West End, but he wasn't from our community.
Okay.
You know, the way he was dressed and everything, he wasn't from the Imam Wahdi Muhammad community.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But he did a good job. He did a good job. That brother came strong. Ain't nobody in the imam community come to you in no dress.
I know some that come to Imam Wahdi Muhammad in a dress, and they be following Imam Wahdi Muhammad.
I never know. I'm talking to my wife. I never know.
Yeah.
Nobody made a presentation to say that they were.
Okay.
I guess it did one person. One person I knew did that. That was that brother, Siraj Wahaj.
Yeah,
he was the only one
yeah.
that I knew that was dressed in a dress. And he said that he learned, he followed, he was telling everybody that Imam Wahdi Muhammad is the man.
He's
the one that gave him his freedom, you know.
He said that he wouldn't even talk about the community. He said, "Imam told me if he got to go, he got to go."
Yeah, that's right. He respected the imam. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And somebody was trying to make me look at Siraj Wahaj negative. I didn't look at him as somebody negative. Because I remember when I went to Chicago, when I went to New York.
I disagreed, but he was saying that he might be wrong. He said that he might be wrong.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah. He admitted that the imam was the man. The imam is the one that brought the message, and the message he brought was a message that brought about unity.
It was about unity.
Yeah, and he admitted that. He admitted that.
Yeah, when you look at them other communities, when we was out there, we was following behind him, Elijah Muhammad. Them Sunni Muslims, we would eat them up because of that. We would eat them up.
Yeah.
We had faith in that we believe in.
We were different. We were different from the Farrakhan followers.
I'm talking about some of them Orthodox Muslims, wearing the Cooper hat on, and had their dress on. We didn't have no paper. They didn't have nothing to stand on. We didn't eat them up. And so they,
yes.
But we didn't fight each other. We respected each other.
Yes, sir. Now, we had quite a few brothers that was, you know, when the Middle Eastern brothers dressed was super
sharp.
I know some of them. Boy, they were super sharp. And I got to submit. I got to bear witness, you know. But when they heard the email,
mm-hmm.
They got to thinking, and they became more of themselves.
Yes, sir.
They started being more of themselves. They started feeling a little proud. You know, they weren't giving that respect to the Middle Eastern brothers like they used to. They said they slowly became themselves. That's the reason I used to tell old Middle Eastern brothers, just because mm-hmm. of that. I saw brothers change right in front of my eyes. You know,
that
was strong followers of the Middle Eastern brothers, but they heard the imam, they started changing up a little bit. They started speaking with more confidence. They started being a person that was a free man. You know, I started hearing that. They became a free man. And I remember when I used to get before the Middle Eastern brothers, I used to tell them, I said, look here, I'm a follower of Imam Warren G. Muhammad. And
mm-hmm. I remember.
We teach Dawa completely different from you all. You remember I told him? Our Dawa is completely different from you all. You know, and I remember we had some people who were supposed to be following the path of Allah. They was eating in the masjid and call themselves teaching, you know, El Islam. And we asked them to come out with us. And they came out with us, and we went to a park, you know. We set up and we talked, and people gathered around. And we asked one of them to speak. They said, no, you go, y'all go ahead.
I remember.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I took in Google Dawah team, and I pulled up a couple of Arabs, Dawah, but they never left that building. They did their Dawah inside talking to each other.
That's what Allah told Prophet Muhammad. He said that it's not your job to tend to the affairs of the peoples, but we want you to bring the truth publicly.
Yeah.
I got it written down. I got so many different places. I got it in my book right here. Written down where Allah told the prophet, I want you to bring the truth to them, but I want you to bring it to them publicly.
Publicly.
Not in the masjid.
You know, you were the first one I heard said that, and that's what it said.
Yeah,
it said it two or three in the Quran, publicly.
Well, he says it again in the Quran when in the example of Prophet Muhammad said, one of the first things he done was send a message to all the countries around him, declaring publicly that there's no God but Allah. He is the messenger of God, and so that does know that it should be spread like you said publicly all the time, you know, all the time, because remember the masjid is where education is taught at, how to act in the symbolic language, how to act in the house of Almighty God Allah, which we also turn around, Allah told us, you know, through Imam Muhammad, it wanted to translate it, that the earth is the masjid, is Allah's house.
Yes, sir.
You know, he sent us here as servants, and listen to the language. He made us his servant because it's our job to keep his house, which is, in this case, his earth, clean.
Yeah. But now, this here is the Surah. Surah 38, Ayat 65 through 70. And where Allah told Prophet Muhammad, truly am I a warner to give, told the Prophet Muhammad that he was a warner to give warning plainly and publicly.
Yeah.
Surah 38, 65 through 70. And then I got another down here to, in Surah 67. This is Al-Mulk, Ayat 26, where Prophet Muhammad was only sent to warn in public, not in the masjid. Not in the masjid, in the public. If you ever taught in the public, you'll know the difference from teaching in the masjid and teaching in the public. You got some imam can't teach out in the public because they don't have a capture audience.
And it's still proof of that. Imam Muhammad, when he told me, he said, I want every one of my imams to say you follow me.
Yeah.
You get you 10 Muslim journals. You get 10. He said, don't set them on the table. I want you to take them to work with you and pass them out to your coworkers. I don't care if you're the president of what's your name or you work out there on the construction company. He said, take that 10 out there. You know, and you get to experience what Dawah is outside.
That's right,
of the mess. You know,
man.
He said, I don't want you to go take them back and set them on the treasure table. He said, I want you to take your 10 and give them to 10 different people that you know or work with or whatever outside of the mess yet.
Yes, sir.
They didn't do it.
No, they still ain't done it yet.
And, brother, that makes a difference. I'm telling you, when you deal with people out in the public, see, people out in the public, I can be making a presentation, and if they don't like it, they say, oh, man, why don't you go somewhere? You go somewhere and sit down. Boom. They can treat you like that out in the public. But if you draw a crowd and you're making a presentation and they love it, oh man, that is you got a message. You giving a message. You not only giving a message. You hooking up that which is divine with what's going on the outside. You know how to hook it up, and they don't know how to do that. The imams don't know how to do that, brother.
Just a few of them.
That's right, bro. There's just a few of them. Put it that way.
I
shouldn't have said
that.
Spoke broad.
They really
yeah.
few. I can't name one. So why? They really few.
Yeah, but you know, Furcon, he know how to talk out in public.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, brother. I know.
He can talk anywhere. I got to
give him credit. Now, I'm going to tell you another one. You might not believe it, but Imam David Hassan don't care about telling somebody publicly about Al-Islam. Adam Bayard don't. You know, Wilmore Sadiq don't. You know, Brother Imam in Albany don't. You know, and the brother that used to be the, what's his name in Louisiana? What's his name? He used to do some serious dawah. Dawah too, but the other brother used to be the Midwestern. He was used to be the stadium man. First of all, the brother in Fahim.
You talking about
Fat Me?
He don't know Fat
Me. Yeah, Fat Me. Fat Me used to be serious, but Dawah one guy.
You don't know him.
I'm just like, no, that's all right.
No,
family, family can teach if he want to.
40 years. He even said himself for 40 years I did nothing. He even said it himself.
Yeah, but Fat Me can teach you if you want to teach.
Yeah, I see Fat Me in action many times.
I'm doing a lot.
But we said this summer, we wouldn't have said how much they was doing, you know, but I'm just saying, because we know all of them know, but for whatever scheme that Shaitan is making them not want to do it publicly, that is the message of concern also to them. Because they want to help because it's their responsibility. When you see when the head seen the body out there, make a sacrifice so that he can be free.
That's right.
You know,
sooner
or later, Allah is going to bounce it out and make him realize you owe this to the body. It's the body who feeds your intellect. You know, it's the body that feeds your logic. You know.
Yeah.
So that'll come. That's why we had to be what we learned from them. You know. Anybody pray for you, you have to pray for them.
The reason they love Muhammad Ali and they love Malcolm X, because they represented when he was out there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Them boys stood up. They stood up.
I see Muhammad Ali stand on a crowd of young Caucasians. And told
me, yeah,
you my enemy. Said,
you my enemy. Said, you didn't help me when I was here and they take my belt. Said, you my enemy. Not no Vietnamese and the other people. They're not my enemy. You my enemy. I'm told you. You my enemy. Hello, Egba.
And you Farrakhan. He told them. He said, you are what you call us. Black people ain't got a history of killing white people. We don't have no history of doing that. Y'all got a history of killing for nothing.
For nothing, brother. That's right.
And then try to tell us that color has something to do with it, but we watching you kill anybody.
They killed the Indian.
Yeah, man. If you want to look here. Let me show you one day when they showed us how the Hatfields and the McCoys treated each other. That lets you know then the white man is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember the Hatfields and the McCoys, right?
Ignorant hillbillies, right?
Yeah. Killing each other left and right. Everybody's family. You got to kill everybody's family. And all them, they had about 15, 20 years of fighting and killing each other.
man. But I'm telling you, this message is so powerful.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
You know, it's
because we could connect it. We could connect it with all the history.
That's right.
Hmm. That's right.
That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. You know, we got to be sensitive to people's in order to be able to speak publicly.
Yeah.
You can't go out there as a racist.
Yeah. You can't go out there and put your two cents in. You have to go out there and talk about Allah and His message only. In the language they understand.
When you tell Caucasian people that they are not God, they're not this, but we all brothers of each other. We come from Adam and all we got all the of Adam and all of them. And God said the best one of us and we'll obey God then. So ain't your color is right. It's your thinking. If your thinking is wrong, then you got a gun. You got the judges and the law and the false law on your side. Then that person that you take for in trouble.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So God, God said,
I know you done it. I know you done it a couple of times, but one thing is a good experience. When you tell a white man, or any man who's a liar and don't and tell a lie, tell him, say, don't you know, man, that in you is what we call the picture. And your creator does not let you tell a lie without letting you know that you lie. So what makes you think I don't know that you lie? So we have to also understand it among our own selves.
Yes,
because we know that in the Ali Bahama said, can you fool a Muslim now, lady? He wasn't talking about the white man. He was talking about you Muslims, the hypocrites. He said, y'all think you can fool a Muslim now, lady? Not now, lady.
Not now, lady.
Not now, lady. We all know the truth now. We wide awake.
Yes. Hello, Egg.
Yes. As-salamu alaykum.
What do you got to say?
What I just want to say one thing is that another lie that they had told us, one of the Mashiach, how they add on to that lie, when they said color, I think I had said it before, that black and white is not a color. The only way you could get white, you have to bleach. And the only way you could get black, you got to add all these colors together. And that's why when Brother Shuja was saying about, you know, how we can get different, how many different babies, that skin babies we could produce, different color babies, is because that's the only way you could be able to get black, is that you got to put all these colors together. If you check it out, black and white is not in the color scheme.
They are color scheme.
No, they're black and white is not in the color scheme. Black is not a color. And white is not a color. That's a lie that they told you, and now you still believe.
Check it out.
Yeah,
I'm going along with what you're saying. Okay. Black and white is not among the colors.
There is not a color.
No, it's not a color.
That's right. It's not a color.
But it's a scheme that they use.
That's a scheme that they use.
It ain't gonna be successful.
They tell you it's a color. That's another lie, right?
Yeah, that's a lie. They use that lie. I'm just a lie.
Even in the rainbow, you see, that's the only way you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta put all those colors together.
Alhamdulillah.
See, when you look at a so-called Caucasian man who called himself white, he's not white. He just pink and red. But he used that to his advantage. He used that to keep the people off balance. You know,
yes, sir.
Say they were for, you know, and don't African American with it. So that's what we're looking at. And my skin is brown. I know I'm dark brown, but I know that I know how the scheme works, and I've seen it work. I've seen people. I've been around people that got a child in their family. The woman had a dark skin baby and had a light skin baby, and the light skin baby got treated better than dark skin. So I see what the scheme is.
Yeah.
It's dividing.
Allah Akbar.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You can have the most darkest woman, but if you see her as the most beautiful person of all the people, all the women, then that's something you see.
But beauty's on the skin.
Yeah. You know, that's what you see. But you can have the lightest woman in the world, but she cuss all day, smoke cigarettes, drink, and tell lies. What is her beauty? Where's the real beauty in that person?
Everybody knows she's old.
Yeah.
We know. Look here. What we done went through, what a lot of them blessed us with. You know, a lot know what he's doing when he bring us together.
They can't
fool us, like Brother Muhammad said. Can you fool a Muslim?
Yeah.
Is it not now?
Yeah, No.
Not now.
See, they want to hate. We ain't hate nobody.
They
don't
know
hate
that.
Nobody. Yeah, we
they use that psychology. Yeah.
Right. If we go and do what they did to us, then who is the best? And they need, we know better than they are.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
I know, one thing that we all had to be. I know one thing that we all had to be mindful of. You know, Allah said that any time that we use the language to give praises, but any time you talk about anything except for Him and His messenger, you done deviated. That's why we have to learn how to tell it, because the truth don't have no variation. So when we talk to people, we have to make sure that regardless of how they might hear it, they hear that we're only talking about the Creator and His messenger. You know, and we have to learn that type of dawah, so that we can't let when we get people want to throw their God up against ours, like what we've seen in the example of Musa, or they try to throw up their logic. They will not be able to get to our logic, which is not perfect. You know, that's another reason why Prophet Muhammad, Allah said, use him. He is our shield, because nothing can penetrate His example. So anytime anybody try to give you another example of why you should be more lenient or why you should go along with this, you can tell them, I can't do that, because I got on the shield of the truth. We say the truth sometimes. We say the truth sets you free. So again, I was just saying all that that, you know what? We have to remember that we just come out of Ramadan. It's very important that we keep Ramadan alive all this year. For real.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's a domestic concern. This is the most outside of domestic concern of bringing the knowledge of Allah to the people, so we get freedom from all of the schemes of the shaitan that's been on them, especially that lie about Dharma, God had a son. We have to have the power of Ramadan. We have to act like every time we get up in the morning, we just left Allah in His message.
Yes,
so because that's the only protection we got all day long. All day long. And that's what Shaitan can do, like I did in COVID. Shaitan, like we said one time, I was saying on Lifeline, I said, don't y'all know that Shaitan's job is to talk us to death? About his problem, not ours. About his problem. He'll talk to you all day long, philosophize with you all day long, symbolize all day long, scheme all day long. He'll do all that just to keep you from talking about Allah and His messenger.
We better
hear what you say that.
Yeah, we're going to close with prayer.
Go ahead.
One day, go with prayer. Muhammad, close. Would you close?
Well, you know, I like to close with Eclat, and I try to respect the protocol with you and the closer without Oscar. So that's on you, Sue Job.
No, go ahead. I like.
I'm respecting protocol. Go ahead, Sue Job.
Okay, I Audu Blahim and Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, favor, and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen.
Well, like our brother said, that's Sujah, he's a bad man.
Alhamdulillah. We all are bad. Allah got us together.
See, they know what they're talking about. Sujah let it wash off him like a water in the duck back. They know what they said. That's why he got all them hugs when he went over to Atlanta Matthew. If he had came over there and moved Manu, they probably would have squeezed him to death.
I mean, that's a fact. Yeah. You already see how they was acting. They could have won the Academy Award.
Yeah, I know. They were right there.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm going to say may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of y'all and be safe. And inshallah, you know, we pray Allah, he protect us, you know, while we are seated tonight and keep us free from the whispers of the shaitan and our own evil souls and all knowledge that makes us deviate. And inshallah, y'all be, assalamu alaikum.
Well,